Father, for Don and Shirley Bollmeister, Jesus, that you'd surround them both with your love. You'd continue to heal Shirley's neck. You'd continue, Lord, just to minister to Don. We thank you for the joy that he is. And Father, bless him, sustain him, encourage him. We pray, Father, for all that are grieving and mourning, all for whom this day is just a sting because we remember those that we've lost. We may remember, Lord, it's today's a hard day. So, Lord, I speak comfort. I speak peace. I thank you for Isaiah 61, Jesus, that you said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That part of your ministry, Jesus, is to bind up the brokenhearted. Jesus, I provide for those who grieve. I just speak provision, emotional, physical, mental, spiritual provision for all who are grieving today, for all who need to see a fresh touch of you. Remind us of heaven. Give us a glimpse of glory today. Give us eyes to see more of you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. Reveal the Son. We love you. We praise you. We honor you. We pray the prayer, Jesus, that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father, we pray for these tithes, these gifts, and these offerings. We thank you, Jesus, for faithful givers. We pray you'd bless the offering and bless the giver. Lord, we just ask for wisdom in the use of it, and we bless you and honor you with our wealth. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand for the doxology. Lesson is taken from Isaiah 40 select verses. We're going to sing There is a Redeemer right after that. It's in the blue hymnal, page 308. There is a Redeemer. But first, Isaiah chapter 40 selected verses.
Who has measured the Spirit of the Lord, or what man shows him his counsel? Who did he consult, and who made him understand? Who taught him the path of justice, taught him knowledge, showed him the way of understanding? To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling
But I want to talk about, want to sum up where we've been, and I want to kind of point where we're going. And as I was praying this week, because it felt like it was all a jumble in my mind, and my preaching professor, Dr. Robinson, was like, if it's muddled in your mind, if your sermon outline is muddled in your mind, it's going to be mud to you all. And so as I was praying, like, Lord, I want to be clear today. What is the word? What is it you want to communicate to your people today? And I just heard him say, relationship. Relationship. And we've been talking about Father, Son, Holy Spirit. How many of us, it's the word Trinity is not mentioned in the Bible. That word isn't mentioned. That is a word that theologians came up with. But Father, Son, Holy Spirit is definitely mentioned in the Trinity. And as I've been talking to you, we tend to think that Father up is here, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. And that's not true. They're three in one. And I did a Facebook Live late on Friday night and just shared with you a little bit about Athanasius. And I've stumbled across in my old notes, I was looking on my computer, kind of what I've done on Holy Spirit in the past to see if there's any help that I've done in the past that could help me for this Sunday. And I came across this creed. And Athanasius lived in the late 200s, so the late 3rd century. I think he was born in like 280, maybe 273, and then lived through the 300s. He was Egyptian. He was from the Coptics, were some of the earliest Christians. And there, you may hear of the Egyptian Coptic Church. You ever heard of that church, the Coptics? They were some of the very, very earliest Christians. And so Athanasius was a bishop of that church. And there was a lot, and if I can find, I think John Burke and I talked about this when I first came, but we can learn so much about where we are today if we look back in Christian history. There is no heresy that's new. It's all been recycled. And in the early days after Jesus, there was all kinds, and you will see this stuff on the History Channel, on the National Geographic Channel, on the Discovery Channel. They will pull out some of the crazy things that were written. The Gospel of Thomas is one of them. I mean, just off the wall, crazy stuff. And so all of that stuff is being written after Jesus died. And so you have Paul writing the letters, you have the Gospel. And so the early church fathers had to discern what is true. How much of this stuff is wackadoo? How much of it is faithful, and how much of it is true? And so there was so much heresy early on. And again, none of it's new. It's all being recycled right now. But Athanasius, as I've kind of refreshed my memory on who he was a man that was not afraid to stand for truth. And in our day and age, and we've erred on this, we tend to pendulum swings. And we don't want to be pharisaical, because all of us have met really mean Christians, haven't we? People that are just mean. And they're like, well, this is the truth. Bible's the truth. And they use the Bible to bang it over your head. Y'all, that's not Jesus. That's a modern-day Pharisee. That's not Jesus. And so we don't want to be that, but we also don't want to be people that aren't orthodox. So how do we walk in truth, and how do we walk in love? And those things go hand in hand. You cannot separate one from the other. If you do, I would argue that's not Christian. If you argue for truth but you hate your neighbor, John says in his epistle, you don't know God. But if you love and you have this sappy love, well, we need to love everybody, we need to include everybody, and there is no truth, and there is no morals to that, no, that's not love either. God is holy, and so it's both and. Athanasius stood. He stood for that. He was being pressured in his day to compromise. Well, we need to be nice. We need to compromise. We all need to get along. Well, do we do that to the detriment of truth? No, and Athanasius stood. And one of the huge lies in his day was thinking there was a ranking of the Holy Spirit, and also that Jesus really wasn't divine. That Jesus, he was created. And it's really important, John 3:16, it's in the Apostles' Creed, he's the only begotten Son. Begotten, not created. He's always existed. always. And he humbled himself and became a human being, but he was not created. So that whole little word begotten. So Athanasius was a man who stood for truth. And I want to read part of this creed. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to read part of it. And go ahead and put that on the screen, Danny, if you don't mind. I'm going to kind of skip through. Go ahead and go to the next slide. And the Catholic faith, or the universal faith, is that we worship one God in three persons, and three persons in one God, neither confusing the persons or dividing the substance. Go to the next one. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Spirit. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is all one. The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Go to the next one. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father incomprehensible, the Son incomprehensible, and the Holy Spirit incomprehensible. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Spirit eternal. That's enough. Thank you, Danny. And so, isn't that amazing? Like, I read stuff like that. Do you understand that? No, it's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing, but it's absolutely beautiful. And we worship Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the eternal, the incomprehensible. They're all three. And every sermon, if every illustration that I've ever heard on the Trinity, if you follow it too far, you're going to end up in heresy. And one of the things we need to be aware of in the Western Church, we are very heavily influenced by the Greeks, and we want to reason God out. We want to figure him out. And you all, he's unfigureoutable. Isaiah 40, I love that, what Adam read this morning. Isaiah's talking about the stars. Who created all these? God's word to Job, when Job has been complaining and griping to God and being really, really angry, and God comes to Job and says, where were you, Job? Where were you when I created the heavens and the earth? And he wasn't being mean, but we just need to remember, God's the creator, and we stand in awe. We stand in awe of him. And I love our Eastern Orthodox brothers and sisters, because they hold the majesty and the holiness of God. And any Coptic or Russian Orthodox or Greek Orthodox church that I've ever been to, when God said, let there be light, and there was light. God created the heavens and the earth, everything we see, by his word. In John chapter 1, so in Genesis we have God the creator, we have the Spirit of God hovering over the water, and God speaking things into existence. And then in John chapter 1, what do we have? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. He's talking about Jesus, y'all. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Skipping down, John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we've seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace. Full of grace and truth. It's not one or the other. It's not grace. He's just simply full of grace. Or he's simply full of truth. There it is again. Truth and grace. Love. Truth and love right there together. Full of grace. Full of truth. From his fullness we've all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who's at the Father's side, Jesus, he has made him known. Look over to John. I think it's John. When Jesus was baptized, what do we have when Jesus was baptized? We have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then look at Matthew's version, Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, beginning in verse 16. When Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. You have Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You have it in Genesis 1. You have it in the Incarnation. Jesus was the Word of God made flesh. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. So we have the Father, Son, Holy Spirit at the birth. We have Father, Son, Holy Spirit here when Jesus is baptized. Father speaking from heaven. Jesus is right there.